We spoke yesterday about some of the principles and fundamentals of Mechirat Chametz, and today I want to discuss a shaila which comes up pretty much every single year with regard to Mechirat Chametz, and that's about a person who goes abroad for Yom Tov, either a person who goes from Europe or America to Israel, or a person who comes from Israel to Europe or America, where there's a time difference. Yom Tov starts in Eretz Israel long before it does in Europe and America. So when should the chametz be sold? Is it according to the time in Eretz Israel, according to the time in Chutz La'aretz? So Rav Dayan Weiss in Minchat Yitzchak, Chelek Zayin Siman Kaf Hei, he says essentially we've got a machloket in the poskim whether we look at the chametz or we look at the person. He says, for example, a person who's going from Eretz Israel to England, if it's dependent on the person, then they can sell the chametz at the later hour when it's time in England to sell, even though in Eretz Israel it's already Erev Pesach in the afternoon. If it depends on the chametz, then you have to sell at the earlier time, even though you might be in Chutz La'aretz, and nevertheless your chametz is in Eretz Israel, so you'd have to sell at the earlier time. Lemaisa, Dayan Weiss says one should be machmir and always sell at the earlier time, so sell at the time when it's Zman Mechira in Eretz Israel. Rav Moshe Feinstein also has a tshuva on the subject in Igrot Moshe or Chaim Chelek Dalet in Tzadik Bet, and he says certainly the prohibition against owning chametz, the prohibition of balyer or balyer matzeh, that depends on where the person is, depends on the person's location. But whether the chametz itself becomes prohibited, meaning that it should be regarded as chametz which has existed on Pesach, and that's going to depend, he says, on where the chametz is. So according to this, if you've got an Israeli in England, he should be able to sell at the later time, because he's got no issur of balyera balyer matzeh till Shah Chamishit on Erev Pesach in England. However, he's still going to need to sell the chametz at the earlier time, the time for Eretz Israel, so that the chametz doesn't become prohibited. Like or conversely, if you've got an Englishman who's in Eretz Yisrael for Yom Tov, then they need to sell their chametz at the earlier time because they've got an Isra Balyer Balyer Matzeh from Shah Chamishit in Eretz Yisrael. Ah, but now's the big chiddush. If they didn't do so, they didn't realize that, and they'd only arranged a Mechira with the Rav in England, it can still be sold later and it won't become prohibited. It won't be regarded as chametz that wasn't sold on time, because where the chametz was, it wasn't yet Shah Chamishit on Erev Pesach. Rav Moshe Sternbach in Tshuvot Ba'anagot Chelek Hei Siman Kuf Hei also addresses this issue, and essentially he agrees with Rav Moshe Feinstein's analysis. He doesn't reference it at all. Essentially he says the same things, but then he makes another suggestion, and he suggests that very possibly even the prohibition of ownership, the prohibition of balyei ra, balyei matzeh, might only apply to chametz that is prohibited, meaning that if a person's come from Eretz Israel to, if a person's gone from England to Israel for Yom Tov, then when Shah Chamishit comes in Eretz Israel, maybe he doesn't yet have to sell his chametz, because the chametz is not stuff which will be prohibited yet in Chutz La'aretz. It's another couple of hours till it becomes prohibited in Chutz La'aretz. So he suggests that it might be that in actual fact everything goes according to where the chametz is, because that's going to define the prohibition of balyer balyer matzeh. Again, his conclusion is, because there's no clear discussion of this in the Rishonim, so he says that you have to be strict in both ways. A suggestion that he has that you don't have to be strict in both ways, and perhaps you just go according to where the person is. He does make the observation that, you know, even in Europe, you know, before people were travelling a lot, you know, in Russia you'd have a person, Russia's a very big country, and a person might have a factory at the other side of the country where Yom Tov's coming, or where Shah Chamishit is coming in at a different time, and it's not discussed in any of the possum that you have to worry about such things. So maybe that was a pre-approved that everything just goes according to where the person is, which of course is the opposite of what I just said that he suggests, which is everything goes according to where the chametz is. As I said, his conclusion is you need to be strict. important point to two more important points to flag up in this regard. Number one is you've got the Englishman in Eretz Yisrael for Yom Tov, who sold his chametz in Eretz Yisrael because he wants it to be sold according to the Eretz Yisrael time. So what's going to happen at the end of seventh day Yom Tov when the Rav in Eretz Yisrael buys it back? He doesn't want it back for another 24 hours till Yom Tov's till Yom Tov's out in till the eighth day of Yom Tov is out. So Rav Moshe Feinstein says he should simply tell the Rav he doesn't want to acquire it till after the eighth day, and it'll belong to the Rav on the eighth day, and then he'll buy it off the Rav after the eighth day. Rav Moshe Sternbach says, no, you simply tell the Rav to let the Goy know that this person doesn't want to acquire his chametz till the next day, and you can't force a person to acquire something Baal Korcham that they don't want, and therefore that would be effective. And even if you didn't say it to the Gentile, that would still be all right, because you don't want to get the chametz back, so you don't want it back. It's definitely not yours. The other thing to flag up is, of course, that this applies not only to people who are travelling from one place to another for Yom Tov, but also you might have a person who is in England, has a flat in Eretz Yisrael, and there's chametz in that flat. So even though they're not going to Eretz Yisrael, again, it's the same case of a person who's got chametz in one place and they are in another place. Ad Kam.